Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I'm going to be talking about the everyday experiences, the things that I've encountered in my life that you can use along with me to drive better outcomes and better success in your life. So this week, I want to talk about a story that I heard that I had never heard before, and I thought was kind of interesting. It really struck me, and it sat with me, and I thought about it all week, and that is the story of Jimmy Donaldson. And if you don't know who Jimmy Donaldson is, then you may know him by his YouTube name, which is Mr. Beast. And Mr. Beast is somebody who does really absurd things on YouTube channel and gives away huge prizes for people who participate in these ridiculous events. And he does all of these sort of extreme challenges and that type of thing. And somebody that I had always viewed as honestly just kind of, I didn't get it, right? I just didn't understand why somebody would want to hold their hand on an RV for 24 hours or for sit in a 2x2 square and do nothing else than that for 2 days, and whoever does it wins a house. Or these things that went on that seemed, they were just sort of stunts that I just didn't resonate with me, but I knew who he was. And then I heard this story this week that about his kind of origin on as a YouTuber, and it was sort of interesting to me because I was thinking about some of the things that I've wanted to accomplish in my life and how I've been able to accomplish some of them, and some of them have not been accomplished yet. And what is the difference between the things that I was able to accomplish and that I haven't been able to accomplish? Or what are some of the things that you've been able to accomplish out of your goals compared to the ones that you haven't been able to accomplish? And so what Mr. Beast did is he created videos to him, his future self. He was already a YouTuber. He did videos where he talked about YouTube drama and recorded video games and just kind of normal things. And he was fairly successful at it. He had several thousand subscribers and a million views on his channel. And he's then one day when he was 17 years old, created this series of videos to his future self that he scheduled releases on, where he said, I want to have at least this many subscribers. I want to have at least this many subscribers in each one. This is what I think my future self would look like. And so far, a video for 6 months and a year and 5 years have been released at the time from the original recording of the video. And you look at them and you say, wow, this is somebody who probably didn't know what the future was going to look like. When he recorded the first one, he was planning to go to college, which he dropped out from college not too long after that and focused on becoming a YouTuber full time and focused all of his energy on that. And I was thinking about, why has he been able to be successful? And there are a few things that go into that equation. And some of them that I want to talk about today are, which ones are things that we could apply to our life? And the first one is, he recorded these videos and he posted them for future upload. And he knew that at some point in time, people were going to be able to see what he had said before, what he viewed his future life as looking like, and see if there was success or failure. This was a very public way to measure success or failure from his future goals. And this is something that we can all use in our life to help us drive ourselves forward. And not saying that we need to tell everybody that we know or post videos on YouTube or do anything like that, but we do need to do something that will hold us accountable to our goals. Because without accountability to our goals, it is far, far, far too easy to become distracted, to become sidetracked, to lose motivation for our goals. But if we have that accountability where we know that there's somebody who's going to be there to tell us kind of how we're doing against what we said that we're going to do. Are we doing the things that we said that we're going to do? Are we moving towards it? Are we even trying? Did we give up before we even really gave it a shot? And having that accountability in our life is one of the key things that will drive success in any of the goals that we could set for ourselves. And that's something that he chose to do it in a very public way. He chose to do it in a very sort of live and vulnerable way by putting these videos out on YouTube, where he had 18,000 subscribers at that point. At this point, he's got, I think, 100 million or some number that just sounds absurd to say. But this is how many people are able to look at these videos and say, was he accountable for what he said he was going to do? When he said he hoped for 15,000 subscribers or hoped for 1 million subscribers, did he then do the things he said he was going to do? What if he had quit YouTubing? What if he had quit making videos? What if he had been distracted by going to college and focusing on studying or other things that would have had much less value than what his real goal was, what his real personal objective was, what he was willing to hold himself accountable to by putting himself out there and putting it in front of the entire world to see? What if every time that we said we were going to do something, the entire world was able to look at it and watch and tell us how we're doing against that goal? Would we behave any differently? I know that I would be inclined to behave differently if the whole world could tell me exactly how much I wasn't doing what I said I was going to do. How can you say that you want to become a college graduate when you haven't enrolled in a single class? How can you say that you want to get a promotion at work and have a better professional life and a little bit more money and a little bit more responsibility when you haven't done anything to make yourself better? You haven't taken on any extra projects. You're not doing anything differently than you were a week or a month or a year ago. How can you say that you want to lose weight when you're not exercising and you're still eating trash every day? And if the whole world was able to look at us and hear every single thing that we said that we're going to do and hold us accountable for it, how much would our lives change? And if the answer is our lives would change dramatically, or if even there would be a moderate change in our lives and in our outcomes, then why aren't we holding ourselves accountable in that same way? Because the whole world is waiting for us to hold ourselves accountable, to do the things that we said that we're going to do. Each of us has a unique and special thing to bring to the world that's needed to accomplish everything that's the best outcomes for us and for the world. And whatever our legacy is going to be that we're going to leave, we can only leave that by doing the things that we said that we're going to do, by doing the things that we need to do in order to accomplish that. And if we won't hold ourselves accountable, then maybe it is time to let everybody else hold us accountable. Maybe it is time to record a video and put it out there, or tell everybody that you know in your class or at your workplace or in your home even, that these are the things that you're going to do, that you're committed to, and get a way to hold yourself accountable so that you can achieve your goals. And the next thing that really struck me is that in order to do this, he was recording videos every single day. He was making content, doing things, producing things every single day, even before he made these. He was committed and consistent to doing the things every single day that would lead him to what he was trying to accomplish. And we need to do the same thing. Again, it's so easy to become distracted. It's so easy to get knocked back or knocked off course by things that don't really matter to us. And we need to stop giving those distractions power in our life. We need to stop giving those distractions space in our mind, because whatever we give our attention to, whatever we focus on, whatever we allow to become the priority, whether it's the distraction or it's the goal, whatever we give space is going to grow and create more space. And so it's just like anything else that we've done in our lives, the daily things that we do, that if I know, hey, if I sit down and I throw my feet up and I put my head back and I say, this is the best thing that I've felt in a long time. I don't need to go study for this thing. I don't need to go do this work. I'm comfortable here. Then, but I'm just going to take a little break. This is good. And I screw the rest of it. I'm not going to do any work right now. I'm going to take this break because I need this break or I want this break. And then you take that little break and then maybe you turn on the TV or you pick up your phone and you start scrolling or you just start doing things that don't create any value and they distract you. They sidetrack you from the things that you know that you should be doing. And how many times have you done something like that and you say, I'm just going to take a 15-minute break, and then an hour later, you find that you're still there doing the exact same thing. Or you say, I'm just going to take an hour. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I need to take a break. And then all of a sudden, your whole weekend is gone. And you, all that you did is maybe ran one errand. And you, other than that, you found yourself with 2 days worth of time that you'll never be able to get back, that you say, wow, I don't even know what I did with my time. How is this done so quickly? And those are the distractions that hold us back. Those are the things that prevent us from really getting to where we're trying to get because we give them space in our life. And when we are able to eliminate those distractions and we're able to make sure that we're consistent in our actions that we are taking and that we're doing things on a daily basis, we're not getting pulled aside. Even if there's always going to be other stuff going on. It's always going to be busy. It's always going to be tired. There's always things that will distract us and pull us away from accomplishing what we really want to accomplish, from fulfilling our purpose, from taking those next steps in our life. And that's what we need to eliminate. We need to stop giving access to those distractions. Stop allowing our minds and our bodies to be contented with things that are so unfulfilling and such wastes of the time that we have and the opportunity that we have to do something great. And we need to keep pushing and we need to do things daily. You don't have to do everything at the top level every single day. Nobody can perform like that. We're not machines. We're humans and we have strengths and weaknesses and we get fatigued and we are motivated and we're demotivated and none of that matters because what matters is we need to be consistent and keep the distractions pushed away. Keep pushing forward. And if we do get distracted, get back on the right track as quickly as we can and don't stop. And remember that there's a reason we're doing these things that we're doing. There's a reason why we started deciding to lose weight. There's a reason why we just started deciding to exercise every day. There's a reason we decided to go back to school when we've been out of school for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. There's a reason we decided to do whatever the things are that we're deciding to do. And we need to remember that and keep going back to that and say, why did I make this choice? Working out sucks. Studying is no fun. All of these things are that we made a choice to do because we had a reason to do it. And that's what we need to focus on. And we need to hold ourselves accountable and take those distractions out of our life and keep focused on what we're trying to be, who we're trying to be, and where we're trying to be. And don't let anybody tell us anything different. And we may just find that we exceed our goals by 10,000 times like Mr. Beast did. We may find ourselves living a life that we could have only dreamed about. That would have been something that I would have never believed if you told me a year, 5 years, 10 years ago that I could live this life, that I could accomplish these things. I would have never believed that it was possible, but I did believe that I could get somewhere. I did believe that I could achieve my goals and my dreams. And maybe they weren't big enough, but I knew that I could get there. And that's where you need to get. That's where I need to get. That's where we all need to be and stay. Push the distractions aside. Keep ourselves accountable and live the life that we believe that we can, or even maybe something better. That's all I got for this week. Have a great week. Take care of yourself. Do something that will help make you better. Push the distractions aside, keep moving on, and I look forward to talking to you again. If you liked what you heard, check out my website, michaeljroach.com, and that's michaeljroach.com, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.